Hey, this is former WWE superstar Shawn Michaels.
See, I just can't stand.
And you are listening to Wild Talk Radio.
Hey, everybody, it's Ted DiBiase, the Million Dollar Man.
This is Hotshot Johnny Devine.
Hey, you got Terry Funk here.
This is Jerry Lynn.
Hello, this is Mick Foley, and you are listening to Wrestle Talk Radio.
The evolution of online sports entertainment steps back inside the square circle to once again bring you Wrestle Talk Radio.
Politically incorrect, and damn proud of it.
Join us as we cover everything from old school to new school, from the WWE.
This is Natty Neidhart.
This is Stampede 15 Wilson.
This is Harry Smith.
This is Gail Kim.
TNA.
This is everyone's favorite wrestler and mine, Rob Van Dam.
I'm Mojo.
Hi, this is Christy Annie, TNA Knockout.
This is the phenomenal one, AJ Styles.
And the indie scene.
It's still real to me, damn it!
With your hosts.
This is not a door to logical sense.
Tim Stein.
Am I authorized to enter the neutral zone?
Spug.
This is kind of kinky, and I like that.
Mace.
See? I just can't stand!
Kenny Omega.
We need the
power! Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
It's okay to play with yourself, as long as you have an action figure.
Yeah, baby!
Good day! Yeah. You know what? I like the play. No diggity, no doubt. Play on, play at. Play on, play at. Yo, Dre, drop the verse.
It's going down, fade to Black Street. The homies got at me, collab creations. Bump like agony, no doubt. I put it down, never stop.
And welcome everybody to another week of WTR. That's right, Wrestle Talk Radio, right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. I, of course, am the Spud Guy. I'm joined always by my friend from the North, Mr. Timmy Stein.
I suppose this is where you want me to say hi.
Uh-huh.
Oh, hi.
And returning for 1 week only, the man from down under, Mace.
Yeah, if I have my way, it won't be 1 week only. We'll see what happens.
And from the penis tape shape, of course he's not here at the moment, Omega. He should be back shortly.
I'm back now.
Oh, there he is.
Never mention penis shape, state, and shortly in the same sentence again.
Well, he didn't, actually. If you listen carefully, he said the penis...
Quiet, Stein.
Penis state shape.
Whatever. I'm still a little fucked up from last night, mind you.
What'd you do last night, Spug?
I wrestled last night.
Oh! Okay, here I thought you were got, like, you know, tied something on or something.
No.
Yeah. No, actually, yeah, we were, those of us who pay attention to what's going on. Knew that you wrestled last night. How'd it go?
Wrestled twice. Didn't go over either time. Well, the first match I was in was supposed to be a battle royal. And, it ended up changing and being some sort of like fatal four-way weird, you know, there was like a fatal four-way, but there was 15 people in it.
So it was a fatal 15-way.
I guess.
Yeah. Well, that almost sounds like a battle royal. What the hell's up with that?
Well, it kind of was, because like, all right, eliminations, or you could be eliminated by over the top rope, but pinfalls and submissions counted too. It was really weird. And you could tag people in, and like I said, it was just entirely weird, and the crowd couldn't follow it.
And so, it was booked by TNA.
Sort of. It gets better. So, I mean, I put the guy over who I was supposed to put over in that one, and did my job. And then I wrestled back to back. It wasn't even that I wrestled two matches on the card. I wrestled back to back. I wrestled the first and the second match. And so, we, the second match, I'm wrestling this guy named Heath Decca. And he's about my height. He's about 5'8", but he's 270 pounds of solid muscle. I mean, this guy is built like a fucking brick shit house. And I'm sitting there going, all right, so he's going to squash me? And they're like, no. We want you guys to have a good, solid match. And I'm like, you want him to squash me? I mean, that's the appropriate thing. I mean, you see the guy. His arms are as big as my head.
Okay.
And they're like, no. We want it to be equal, but we want him to go over. And I'm like, so you want him to squash me? I'm like, that's what's going to happen. That's the proper way to do it. So I'm talking to the guy, and I'm thinking this guy's going to be an absolute asshole, because I watched a bunch of his shit on YouTube, because I'd never met him before, never worked him before. And so I watched a bunch of his shit on YouTube on my phone when I got there, and he finally shows up. This is what pissed me off, is the promoter told all of us to be there between 12:30 and 1 o'clock. I showed up at 12:15.
Which is, that's the thing to do.
15 minutes early.
Yep.
To help set up a ring, set up chairs, get everything ready. And this guy I'm supposed to wrestle, I don't know if he, forgot, was just late. He didn't show up till 6:40.
Jesus.
Bell time 7:20.
Nothing so like showing up at the nick of time.
Right. So he shows up, and him and I are talking in the back, and he's a super nice guy. Absolutely super nice guy. Nothing bad to say about him. We're talking, and I said, I really don't have the shape. I said, we got 5 to 8 minutes, but I really don't have the shape to run a fast-paced match and stuff like that. And he goes, good, neither do I. I haven't been in the ring in 6 months.
Oh, my.
I was like, perfect. I said, lots of rest holds. He goes, I'll throw you out of the ring a lot. And again, I was like, perfect. He's like, you have any spots you want to do? I said, I kind of like to do the rake of the face across the ring rope, slam your head into the turnbuckle and then clothesline you on the outside. And he says, that works. I said, but because you're bigger than me, I can get the rake and then the head into the turnbuckle. Then when it goes to clothesline you, duck it, and then I'll turn around and you can clothesline me. He goes, well, that works. And we did a bunch of comedy spots and stuff. And I come out to the ring my gimmick is I come out to the ring with a teddy bear, who is my manager, kind of like Al Snow and Head. And yes, Jersey Girl, I do go to my gimmick name is Spug. It is. But my teddy bear's name is Pookie. Well, at one point, he throws me out of the ring, grabs the bear, and gives him a pile driver in the ring. Leaves him laying in the middle of the ring. 275 pounds of behemoth climbs up on the top rope and does a top rope leg drop onto this bear.
Oh, fuck.
I'm so glad I was wearing a mask. I was dying, dude. It was I had a lot of fun.
Yeah, I was just going to ask, how badly did you lose it under that mask?
Oh, dude, I was laughing a lot. I had a lot of fun. And he hit me with this, really weird ace driver.
Mm-hmm.
He set me up like he was going to do a power slam, but then he picked me up and kind of, pile drove me. And it worked really well. I thought it was going to kill somebody, because I saw it on tape afterward, and I couldn't believe how incredibly gentle. You know what I mean? Like, I didn't feel any of the impact.
Yep.
He was, for somebody that big, he was incredibly gentle in the ring. I would work with him again in a heartbeat, because I think given time to prepare, him and I could actually have a really good match.
Yeah.
But the promoters, there were 10 matches on the card. 4 of the 10 matches did not feature the promoters in some way or fashion.
4 of them did not?
4.
Oh my god, what the hell?
Oh, it gets better, Tim. They broke the cardinal rule last night.
Oh, no, they didn't.
The two main promoters were in the main event in a ladder match, and the one won the heavyweight title.
Ugh.
That's not right.
It's
That's
not
no
good.
Bueno.
It's no bueno. And the thing is, like, the one guy, now I know why I don't like people with Napoleon complexes. Because the one guy, I'm not going to say his name, but I'm pretty sure they're listening, and so I'm going to say it. And if you don't want to book me on the April 30th show, that's fine. I get it. But I told you last night, and I'm going to speak my mind again, there's a Chick-fil-A that was right down the road from the venue, and this is about 3 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
Me and the one guy, Nico, and another guy went down to Chick-fil-A and grabbed some food, and we're sitting there in the locker room, we're eating, talking, having a good time. And the one guy comes up, he goes, if any of you fucking pukes on my canvas, you're paying $900 for it. Like, he had a total attitude about him. And I looked right at him and I said, you really want to take that kind of attitude with us? And he goes, yeah, I do. I rented that ring. It's $900 for that canvas. I said, what time is it? He looked at the clock. He goes, 3:30. I said, what time's bell time? He said, 7:30. I said, 4 hours. I said, in 4 hours, I'll have digested you shit this out by now.
Hmm.
I said, you don't take that attitude with me. And then he walked off.
Okay, there are two different ways of handling the talent. The right way and that way.
They have no idea how to really handle the talent. Look, I lobbied to go over as the day went on and on, and my guy hadn't shown up, and everybody else's opponent had. You know? I took the time and spent the money to make sure I had appropriate ring gear for the gimmick. And the majority of the people in the back did the same. But there was a guy there by the name of Zach Riott, who was like 5'5" and probably close to 315 pounds.
Oh, a little bowling ball.
Wearing some kind of shirt that he got from Hot Topic and jeans with streamers on them to match.
Okay.
And he was in the first match too, right?
Damn.
He was in the first, that 15 man clusterfuck. I grabbed him, threw him in the corner, lifted the shirt over his head and started chopping him in the titties.
Okay.
And then I'm trying to, like, you know, because if you're in, like, a battle royal or whatever, you got to sell it, you know? You're trying to lift people, throw them out. They know who's supposed to eliminate them or what order they're supposed to be eliminated in. I've got him in the corner, and I'm trying to lift his leg to get it, like, on the middle rope and trying to really sell how heavy he is.
Mm-hmm.
And he flat-out punched me in the face through the mask. He goes, I'm not going out yet. And I'm like, just sell it. And I grab his leg, try to throw it up in the middle of the rope. He did it again. And he got all pissy. And so I stiffed him a good one. I caught him with the point of the elbow right in the teeth.
Potato time.
And we got in the back, and he goes, what was it for? I said, you got to sell. I was selling. No, you weren't.
Jesus.
The majority of that show was comprised of 45 to 50% yarders.
Okay, where did these kids get their training?
Well, the guys who came in from IWA got a lot of training from a guy by the name of Mr. Friday Night and another guy named TK, and Lamont Williams, who's a big trainer around here. So the IWA guys were good, like Heath Deca and Al Hammer. Like those guys, they were good guys. Like they were really good guys to work with.
Yeah.
There's three main promoters. And I'm not gonna list names. They're all three from Maine. They all grew up together and worked in Maine together. and then two of them moved down here. And the one who was on spring break for the week drove down from Maine to be a part of the show.
Okay.
And so it was the three of them. Like, the one guy, he was really cool. The guy who drove down from Maine was really cool. Every time I had an issue, I went and talked to him because he knew how to handle the other two. Because if I was this close to decking the one, I mean, y'all three know how I am.
Yeah.
And I mean, I was this close to really decking the one. And so I would talk to him and he would kind of smooth things over and handle it out. But he was cool. Some of the other guys that were on the show, Razor Sharp, Chaos, Nico, I've worked with them here in Ohio for, God, 6, 7, 8 years. So I've known them for a while. I mean, for a long while. And they're all trained, and they know what the hell they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
But these guys from Maine, like, they pulled in a bunch of people. I had no idea who they were. You know, they're new. You know, the promotion's new. Their first show was last night. The next one's April 30th. And I don't know if I am or am not booked on it because of how I'm running through it tonight.
Yeah.
Which doesn't necessarily bother me.
You're going to get a phone call in the morning from Creative saying, sorry, we have nothing for you at the moment.
That's fine. That's perfectly fine. Cause out of it came the opportunity to go work at IWA twice a month.
Mm-hmm.
Cause they do shows outdoors at a bar, twice a month. And I have no problem working, like, I love doing outdoor shows. I love working outdoors. I think it's fun. And so the opportunity to go work with them came up. The other thing that really pissed me off last night is there was a dog collar match, a hardcore match, a falls count anywhere match, and a ladder match all in the same card.
That's too many gimmicks.
The falls count anywhere match was between two of the IWA guys. It was between TK and Mr. Friday Night, and they changed it to a regular match. Just, you know, regular in the ring. The hardcore match was for the company's hardcore title between two of the IWA guys the promoters weren't in that match. So I have really had no issue with that. The dog collar match featured two of the promoters in different gimmicks, and the ladder match, which was the main event, with a 4.5 foot ladder, or 5 foot ladder, whatever it was. It might have been six. Because you know what? It was a 6 foot ladder. I take that back. It was a 6 foot ladder, between the two main promoters. And I can't tell you how many of the people on that show used WWE entrance music.
Too many of them, huh?
Yeah. 5 or 6.
Jeez.
Or
what
remixed WWE entrance music.
Yeah.
Shit. Like, I went to the local indie wrestling message board today to see if anybody would, you know, gonna lampoon the show. And I'm pretty sure, you know, people just couldn't be bothered to do it.
Mm. It was that good, was it?
Well, I had a great time.
Yeah.
The IWA guys put on great matches. The ladder match was good, but it was a spot fest. And it had all the typical spots too, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
All the typical things you would see out of a ladder match. It was just, it was like the individuals involved in the whole thing at some point had some amount of training and have watched a shit ton of WWE and wrestling and said, this is how it's supposed to be done, and just emulated everything they had seen without any bit of creativity of their own.
Okay, I just have to say that happens to be retarded. Only the WWE should be doing WWE shit.
Yeah, the thing, I did learn a couple of things about myself last night.
Yeah.
I need to get in better cardio shape. I need to knock a bunch more ring rust off, and I need to stop being so timid in the ring. I mean, talking to Heath after the match, he was like, you know, when I leg dropped that bear, you should have came in and went nuts. He's like, that's when you should have hit your high spots, you know, and took over if you're the baby face. And then I'm like, oh, he says, you're kind of basing it off of Al Snow, right? And I said, yeah, a little bit. I said, I try to do a lot of stuff like like Joker would do, you know, like the Clown Prince of Crime Joker. Cause I do a lot of spots where I get a guy in the corner and I'll grab him by the titties and lift up. I have a spot where if they're down on their belly, you know, give them a wedgie. At one point I pointed at his shoe and I said, your shoe's untied. He looked down and I kneed him in the face and the crowd popped for that. You know, just a couple of things. He said, well, when I did the leg drop on the bear, instead of like running in and coddling the bear, you should have thrown the bear to the side and beat the hell out of me. He said, you're way too timid. You know, if you're supposed to be crazy, be crazy. You have to be, he said, there's no camera angles here. You can't, he says, everybody wants to give the Randy Orton stare. Well, there's not 15 fucking camera angles, you know, that people can see it on.
Yeah, well, definitely he's got a point. Yeah, I would have recommended run in and to make sure Pookie was okay, then go to town on his ass.
Right. He said you have to amplify yourself by 900 times. He says the base of the gimmick is good. He says you just have to tweak it and fine tune it. And sitting there talking to him, you know, like he was really intelligent. I don't have a bad thing to say about him or about any of the guys from IWA. They were really good guys to talk to.
Oh, good, good. Well, sounds like you had a bit of an experience last night, and
I did.
You took the whole first segment of the show tonight talking about it.
I apologize.
That's fine. Tony in the chat room wants to know if you actually got the money you were owed for working last night.
I did get the money I was owed for working last night.
Well, that's good.
Which was $0.
Oh. You did it for free?
Mm-hmm. I did it for fun.
Uh-oh, okay.
I did it for fun. If I'm going to travel, right, like, last night's show is like 45 minutes away from where I live. Not really a far amount, you know what I mean? Not a really far distance. If I'm traveling to like Decatur, Illinois, or Columbus, or Cincinnati, or Pittsburgh, or West Virginia, yeah, then I'm asking for a little bit of money. But, you know, I really don't want to get paid for something I do for fun, because then it becomes a job. You know? And I don't want to think of wrestling as a job. I enjoy doing this a hell of a lot. It's a ton of fun. I don't want to have to, you know, really turn it into something that I don't want it to be. And oh, by the way, Tonio, I'm not depressed that they lost to Kentucky and they didn't choke. Don't be fucking stupid. The game was 62-60. It was a close-ass game. Both teams played great defense, and Kentucky did what everybody said they were going to do, and they put Hollinson on Jared Sullinger in the post and down in the paint, and so Sullinger couldn't go off like he normally did, and Thad Mata didn't have an adjustment.
There you go. Yeah. Omega, were you about to say something before you didn't get a chance to get anything in?
Oh, it's just like normal around here.
Yeah, just getting back to you 20 minutes later, you know.
No. Actually, I was just going to thank Spud for taking so long because I've been eating dinner this whole time.
Oh, there you go. See, this is a method to our madness. It's all planned out, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, and we're going to give you a chance to have dessert because what we're going to do is we're going to take our first time out of the evening, just get it out of the way really quickly, come back and talk about what we can expect to see on the Go Home show for WWE's flagship Raw tomorrow night. Sound like a deal?
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, why not? All right, everybody, you're listening to WTR Sunday Night Wrestle Talk Radio right here, the Wild Talk Radio Network. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back. Don't forget, Goofy Game Show tonight. Hey, it's WrestleMania Jeopardy. We'll be back right after this.
Yeah. my head. They counsel me. They understand. They talk to me.
Since 1996, Audio Wrestling has been getting in the ring as your definitive source for all your wrestling desires.
Interviews with some of pro wrestling's biggest stars.
Providing you with a wide selection of award-winning wrestling shows from past and present. Such as
Ministry of Slam,
Monday Night Mayhem,
In Your Head,
WrestleCast,
Sunday Night Showdown,
Wrestling News Live,
Between the Ropes,
RVD Radio,
WrestleCast,
and Wrestle Talk Radio,
and many others.
If you can't get enough Mad Mania, climb into the ring with
Audio Wrestling,
www.audiowrestling.com,
and check out all the real voices of wrestling radio.
Audio Wrestling,
keeping you tuned in
since 1996.
The night where boyhood dreams come true.
Wait a minute! Michael said he got it! He got all of it! Michael's got all of it! Michael's gonna cover it! Five! Two!
The boyhood dream has come true for Shawn Michaels.
The night where new eras are born.
Michaels going for another kick. Awesome. He got it. The Stinger. Mike Tyson in. Austin out of champion. Stone Cold. Stone Cold. Stone Cold.
The night where the torches are passed.
He's holding it up, Jets. What he is. The greatest professional athlete in the world today. Look at this. He's
laughing at the ball. I don't believe it. I don't believe it.
Oh, dropping a big left. Over for the cover.
He does. Unbelievable.
What will happen this year at WrestleMania? Find out the night before the granddaddy of them all. On Wrestle Talk Radio on Saturday night, 10 p.m. Eastern Time.
Hello, Rock. We haven't been properly introduced. I'm The Miz, the WWE Champion and star of WrestleMania. You, on the other hand, are only the host of WrestleMania. So you should know your role and be the best Ryan Seacrest that you can be.
Only on the Wild Talk Radio Network at wildtalkradio.com.
This is everyone's favorite wrestler and mine, the whole fucking show, Rob Van Dam. You're listening to me because you are listening to Wrestle Talk Radio on the Wild Talk Radio Network, boo.
I came to play. There's a price to pay. Time for you to get down on your knees.
I came to play.
And welcome back to WTRS in the Night, Rust Talk Radio, live on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Hey, tell everybody you know that we're on the air and get their asses in here, because you never know, you might be invited to play WrestleMania Jeopardy with us when we get to the Goofy Game Show. Doesn't that sound like a lot of fun, Mace?
Sure, it does.
I thought you'd be
let's see how low we can make the scores this time.
Oh no, we're gonna do this legit this time around. No fucking around.
Oh yeah, bullshit.
Don't say fuck on the air.
I have to say real quick. I have to give a quick shout out to Rick, Gary, and Jess, who are from my guild in WoW, who are listening for the first time tonight.
Hi, Rick. Hi, Gary. Hi, Jess. Thanks for listening for the first time. I'm afraid this might be the last time. You never know.
Spud, you gotta be careful. Don't mention World of Warcraft. You know how it puts Omega to sleep.
Wow!
Dude, it's quick. It's real quick. No, but they went back and listened to a bunch of our archives.
Oh, that's too bad. I'm sorry.
And went back and listened to the Shawn Michaels interview from this week.
Oh, damn. Oh, by the way, kudos. Great freaking job on the HBK interview, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I have to give kudos
to- I just wanted to say, Omega, you got to learn to, you know, talk a little bit less and let you know, other people get a chance to ask a question here.
Oh, thanks for taking the shot, Tim.
Oh, I had to take the shot because it's understandable. I mean, it's one of your idols, and it's, you know, the heartbreak.
Well,
you're talking to him. You gotta be less nervous, dude.
I'm trying. I get into it a little bit more when, you know, once his voice is on the air and I'm kind of used to him being there, you know, but. You know, it's very hard to organize when half of the interview is being conducted by cell phone and I can't Skype messages to Spug.
Yeah, well, there is a point there. It's not the easiest thing in the world to do. But once you get a flow going, it can turn out really nice. But I hear that the interview was so good, even morons like it.
Yeah, no,
do we hear what morons think?
No, I have to give kudos to Omega. And I do apologize for kind of being a hog about it. It wasn't that I was trying to be. The way things were working. I mean, I was at work. I did that interview at work.
Yep.
And the funny thing was at some point in the interview, and I know Rock edited it out, and so I thank him for that, but I mentioned that I was there at work and that I felt bad because I went to lunch, gobbled down my food with my cell phone on mute, and then went back to work on this patio that I was putting together. And I thought at one point Shawn Michaels had heard the hammer clinking against the pavers. And so I have to say kudos to Rock on the edit job for putting everything in proper order and everything.
Yeah.
And two for scoring that interview. Because that was amazing that he scored it. I went back and I think Shawn Michaels did about 10 total internet radio shows. And of all the interviews, Omega and I's was the best because everybody asked about Flair, Bret Hart, WrestleMania 10, WrestleMania 12, the last match against The Undertaker, they ask
yep.
all of the stock, stupid, standard questions.
Well, you know, if those of you who haven't heard the interview yet, I strongly urge you to actually listen to it. You can hear in Shawn Michaels' voice when he's answering that the whole interview just came across as a refreshing change of pace to him because it wasn't stock. And that's the one thing that we've always tried to do. Whenever we've interviewed anybody, is not to be just like everybody else and ask the same fucking questions over and over again.
My number one rule going into an interview, if I can find it on Wikipedia, don't ask about it.
Yeah. Well, I have to say that I'm glad you didn't ask about boxers or briefs.
Good. I didn't want to know. It'd be
That's
Playgirl
not the question,
flashbacks.
Tim.
Okay, what is the question?
The question is, on a lot of social websites, you see the standard question of what type of underwear do you wear? Because you can tell a lot about a person by their underwear.
Okay.
I'd like to change it and ask them, what type of underwear are they?
Which is kind of strange, you know? Yeah, Sean, are you a banana hammock? I mean, I just couldn't see that going over too
okay.
well.
Have you ever seen the movie Van Wilder?
Not for a while.
Do you remember the scene when he's talking to Tara Reid and he says something to the effect, they're talking about her boyfriend and he goes, he's probably a tidy whitey type of guy. You know, you can tell a lot of person about by their underwear. Constrictive, you know, rigid. And so I thought it was funny and I wanted to adapt it a little bit.
Okay. If you say so.
Oh God.
Well, I think we can be pretty confident that Shawn Michaels will not be on Raw tomorrow night. However, it's been talked about for the last 6 days, The Rock, or if you will, if you're Mace, Dwayne Johnson playing The Rock, See how I did that, Mace? Was that good?
Yeah.
Agree with Mace, by the way.
There you go.
Stop doing that. The world will explode.
Well, shit, dude. Yeah, you guys already caused a second earthquake today.
Oh, whoa. Ooh. Too soon.
Sorry, I just wanted to
look
do the
who's
whole
thing. Talking.
Yeah, no, I just think. Okay, you have to listen to Oofy Talk Live weeks ago in the archives to understand where that came from. But my point was I just wanted to, you know, I wanted to pretend to be Hogan for a bit and say the wrong fucking thing at the wrong fucking time. That's
dude, Omega got me twice. Bravo. In the chat. Bravo, sir. I applaud you. I'm actually standing and applauding.
Okay, so yeah, Omega.
Before you move on, this is just between, you know, you, me, and Spug. Have any of you noticed how, like, vicious Omega has become in the last month or so?
He's getting his dick.
He's throwing the pot shots in every chance he gets, man. What happened to this nice long-haired hippie kid we used to know?
He's hung around us too long, I think.
Yeah, same thing that happened to the original foreign kid over time.
No. He's hung around me too long. There's a difference.
That's true.
Yeah, that might help just a little bit. But, yeah, Omega, you gotta, what you typed in the chat there, you gotta say it.
Well, Spug asking about, you know, asking people, what kind of underwear are you? I always envision Spug as a thong because he hides little and slowly becomes a pain in the ass.
Again, bravo.
Bravo, sir.
That does work quite well. Okay. So let's get back on track. The Rock is scheduled for Raw Live, not via satellite. He's actually bringing it to the arena tomorrow night. What do you guys expect to see with the face-off between Rock, Cena, and The Miz? Mace.
Face-off between The Miz and The Rock. I expect The Miz to be absolutely destroyed verbally and then get a rock bottom for his troubles, therefore completely burying your WWE champion.
Okay, Omega.
Incorrect, because all reports say that WWE is trying absolutely everything they can to get Miz over as a credible champion so that Cena and The Miz can be the main event at Mania, which means Rock's going to get plenty of digs in. He's also probably going to be wearing a new t-shirt that's available at WWEshop.com.
Pre-order it now.
And I would be expecting that if Miz gets buried, it's going to be by Cena. As far as getting verbal digs in, I think he's going to stand toe-to-toe with Rock quite well.
Really?
Really?
How many times are we going to hear that tomorrow night, Spug? Really?
Quite a few, probably.
That's the best you got?
But I really think at the end of that, both Cena and The Rock are going to eat a skull-crushing finale.
Yeah. I can see that happening.
I can see that happening, and I can also see The Rock playing more than a guest host role in Mania. I've said it for weeks now.
Yeah.
That The Rock is going to be the special referee somehow at the main event in Mania.
Okay.
He's going to be involved in it. It's somehow, and he's going to cost Cena the title. And that's how you're going to...
Which will set up the next pay-per-view.
Probably rock Cena. The other thing that I've noticed over the past couple of weeks, and we'll probably talk about it here in a minute, is that your world heavyweight title is probably going to end up being a triple threat match.
Okay. Interesting. I have to disagree with that. I can see The Rock at ringside. I don't see him as special referee. I don't see him doing anything major to cause anything to mess up. Except for maybe distracting Cena at just the wrong time, maybe by showing up halfway through the match, which lets The Miz hit the skull-crushing finale. Tomorrow night, I see The Miz actually coming out on top. Believe it or not, actually getting the best of The Rock. Of course, because he's The Rock, he'll probably wind up at the, with the final word. I mean, everybody remembers Chris Jericho's debut.
Oh yeah.
In WWE. And that had to have been the hottest thing going. The Rock still got the last word in. I don't think that it hurt Jericho one bit that The Rock got the last word in. I still think that that was a very, very hot debut by Jericho.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's played up the way that it should be played up. Yeah, The Rock gets the last word in, but he has brought so much attention to Jericho that it doesn't bury him either.
Yeah. So, I can see The Miz actually going over no matter what happens tomorrow night. I see him only getting a bit of a better, he gets a rub no matter what happens tomorrow night. He gets the rub from The Rock. Cena doesn't need it. Cena's already over. I mean, Cena is the replacement for The Rock. But The Rock giving the rub to The Miz, I think, probably means more at this point in time to The Miz's career than Cena giving him the rub would.
I think what's gonna end up happening tomorrow night is that you're gonna see I wouldn't say that Cena is The Rock's replacement.
No.
Because I don't think you can replace somebody like The Rock.
Okay, maybe not replacement so much as a successor.
I still don't think he's a successor. I think his successor is holding the WWE title right now. I think the individual who has, I mean, I've done a 180 on The Miz. I used to hate him. I mean, legit hate him. I couldn't stand him.
No.
Cause I did the typical internet wrestling smart mark line of, well, he's a reality guy. You know what? And I hated him.
But you were like the lone holdout on this panel. Mace Omega and I were all putting The Miz over as one of the best heels to come along in ages.
And the guy I had freely admitted that he had put in a lot of work. You know, I did admit and give him kudos for the work that he put in.
Mm-hmm.
But I also thought he didn't deserve the spot that he had when there were so many other people.
Mm-hmm.
And okay. He does deserve the spot that he has. He is a complete package. He's what you call in baseball a five-tool player.
Yeah.
He has the look. While he is considerably smaller and not, you know, a meathead, he has a very definitive muscle build. He has the look. He has a shit ton of charisma, and the dude can talk on the mic.
Yeah.
And so, Cena isn't anywhere, you know, near Rock or Austin as far as, you know, their successor or their replacement. Miz is the heir to the throne as far as being the end-all, be-all. He's going to be the next one to transcend from wrestling to movies and on to a stellar career.
Provided, of course, he wants to do that. Now, just let me ask you this panel question here, guys. Alex Riley, is A-Rai impacting negatively on The Miz, or is he beneficial to The Miz's stature, status in the spotlight? Mace.
You know, until Alex Riley is actually standing there going, "I'm introducing The Miz," I forget he's even there.
Okay.
I've always said this about Alex Riley since they've decided to bring him onto Raw with The Miz. It's like the Warner Brothers cartoons with the two dogs. You got the big butch one walking around, you know.
Come on, Spike.
And then you got
Spike.
That's the one. You got the little one hopping around him going, "What are we going to do? What are we going to do?" That's Riley.
Okay. Shut up.
Yeah, that's The Miz. Gives him a backhand. See, that's how I see that pairing, you know. So I don't really see much of Alex Riley being anything except this little hopping around yapping dog. He needs to break off from The Miz and show us that he can be his own character, that, you know, he can actually be worth something.
Okay.
Until then, yuppie dog.
Okay. Omega, agree, disagree, your own thoughts and opinions?
I'm pretty much agreed to that. I mean, when you get to the point where Miz is at, you shouldn't need a sidekick. Like, okay. a top tier contender, you know, it's fine for them to have a stable, especially if they're playing the cowardly heel, you know, that needs, you know, guys around him to keep the belt on his waist at all costs. But Miz doesn't need that. He doesn't need that because he's not playing that kind of heel. He's very aggressive in his role. So having someone to pal around with that's either bailing him out or trying to fight his battles for him just kind of lowers the Miz's value in a way.
Okay. I just seeing A-Rite come out with the Miz or hanging around the Miz bugs me because I think that it's actually hindering the completeness of the character that is Mike Mizanin's bug.
I've said for a while that that they need to get rid of Alex Riley.
Yeah.
Let
him break off on his and do his own thing, like the boys are saying.
Well, not even that. with Alex Riley, he needs repackaged completely.
Yeah.
And this whole executive, whatever role that they, whatever they're doing with him now is not working. He honestly needs completely repackaged.
Okay,
send him down to FCW, let him work a new gimmick, you know, yada yada. He needs, what you need to do is to turn him face. And you need to have him get the shit knocked out of him by The Miz.
Yeah.
And sent on his way. And get rid of him.
Can't do that until he's turned. And you can't do that until he's off camera for a while.
He... With the way things are going, he is only a hindrance to The Miz. Because in the beginning, I could see where Miz needed somebody like Riley to get a little bit of extra heat. But honestly, right now, The Miz is so over. He is such a good heel that you reach a point where having somebody extra to talk to you and for you is only a hindrance and it makes it worse.
Can't disagree at all. Can't disagree at all with that. But that being said, what can we expect to actually, like, happen in a nutshell tomorrow night?
Not everyone at once.
I was letting other people talk.
Oh, okay, Omega, you barked first, so finish the mic.
We are going to get the epic showdown between The Rock and Cena the way we have been anticipating for weeks now. Miz is going to crash it, and hopefully he's going to steal the show and make himself look even better going into Mania. And it won't be at the expense of Cena. It will be at the expense of The Rock.
Okay. Mace, agree, disagree, have any twist on the question?
I'm just going to agree because, frankly, I really can't be bothered thinking about this anymore.
Okay.
He's gone into look at this. First night back, and he's gone into meh mode.
Hey, for everything else, available at shop.ewazone.com or whatever the fuck it is.
cbradio.ewazone.com.
There you go. I see. I knew somebody would do it. That's all you got to do is just set them up. Spug, final word on tomorrow night's whole thing, and predict the ratings, the Nielsen ratings on it, too.
Tomorrow night's Raw?
Yeah.
I wouldn't be entirely shocked if tomorrow night's overall rating brushed anywhere near a 6.
That's a little optimistic, don't you think?
You've got a face-off between Triple H and Undertaker, The Rock, Miz, and John Cena all together, and entirely possible that Austin might make an appearance. I wouldn't be surprised if Austin also showed up.
Oh, okay.
You've got all of these main event talent in one spot at one time the week before Mania. And correct me if I'm wrong, and I very well may could be, the Rumble or the Raws before Mania, the ratings are usually averagely higher.
Well,
on average, the average rating, you know, they're slightly higher than the average rating.
Well, their average rating for the last several years, just over a 12-month period, has been like 3.3 to 3.5. Usually around WrestleMania, we see it spike to 3.6 and sometimes 3.7.
But with all of these individuals,
yeah,
we're going to be there tomorrow night, especially with The Rock having been around in the last 7 years, Undertaker and Triple H. You know, a lot of this stuff, it's quite possible. I wouldn't be surprised. I never said it would. I said I wouldn't be surprised if it brushed near a 6.
Okay. Now, I happen to know for a fact that Mace is a little more conservative in this estimate. You want to throw that number out real fast, Mace?
Yeah, I said precisely 3.41.
Okay.
But you're probably looking at about a 3.4 to a 3.8 if you want to do ranges.
Okay. Omega, you want to predict this?
I think the episode as a whole is going to be about a 3.7. The face-off between Trips and Taker would be about a 4. The Rock segment is going to be about a 4.2. And if the lighting rig falls and crushes Cole, 16.4.
Okay. That's why you wanted to predict it.
Pretty much.
The crushing of Cole. All right. Guys, I think that the show is actually going to break 4. Overall, with, of course, the highest rating when Rock shows up live. The next highest will be the showdown with the Deadman and Trips. But I think that the overall rating will be around a 4.142. And, of course, the producer is saying 3.95 overall. And that's his prediction. Based on the last time, I'm sure, Rock, The Rock, Dwayne Johnson, was actually there live and not bringing it via satellite.
So, Tim, have you been noting down all these predictions and we get to go at it next week and work out what's going on?
Well, here's the thing. We don't have to worry about it because it's actually, you know, being recorded for posterity.
In other words, no.
Yeah, I didn't write shit down, but I'll remember 4.2. And you cannot forget the lack of shock and awe with approaching a 6.
I'm just saying. I'm
waiting for that 16.5 with the lighting rig falling on Cole. That'll be a great rating spike.
Speaking of Michael Cole, can we talk about his faux pas?
We're about to. Don't jump ahead of my notes.
If it's not the lighting rig falling on him, I just want to see someone throw something into his fish tank, you know, like a live Wolverine or something.
I got a better idea. Why don't we just get somebody to actually put a hose in it?
I figured just cap it. Put a lid on it. You know, just watch him run out of air like a butterfly trapped in a jar.
There you go.
Let's just poke Taz with a sharp stick and then put Taz in there.
No, we've already seen this happen before. Let's put Paul Bearer in there and put concrete in.
No.
You know what? WrestleMania, here's what we do. We charge $5 for people to throw rocks in. Whoever hits them on the head wins a prize. Like a carnival game.
Can I get a goldfish?
You can get a goldfish.
Yay!
The only problem is the goldfish looks like Michael Cole.
It's all right. Okay, so. That's all right. It'll be dead in 3 days anyway. You know how long those things last.
Yeah, there you go. The goldfish looks like Michael Cole and swims like he thinks it's a shark. A little guppy swimming.
Problem is, the goldfish will be bitching about Jerry Lawler the entire 3 days.
There you go. Yeah, speaking about Michael Cole, he went and tweeted calling Josh Matthews a faggot this past week. This, like, mere, literally, moments after WWE and GLAAD, which is gay, lesbian, whatever, people.
Gay and Lesbian Alliance Against Defamation.
There you go. Now, I don't think Josh Matthews is gay, so how is that defamation against homosexuals to call Josh Matthews a faggot? Really,
okay.
Think about it.
Would you want to be associated with Josh Matthews?
I'd rather be associated with
Josh Matthews than Michael Cole, thank you.
Tim, get out of my head.
Okay, I'm laughing for completely different reasons. Never mind.
Everyone's agreeing with Spug and people are in his head. It's just not right now.
Okay, stop it, Omega. You gotta leave the porn mags alone for at least a week now, okay? You're just getting twisted and warped, young fella. Put him back on Dad's shelf.
Well, welcome to the Spug Talk Radio Network.
Hey, easy, easy.
So here it is. Rep for WWE tells TMZ that WWE alerted GLAAD to the situation, spoke to Michael Cole about his post. Cole removed it and apologized for using hateful language. I'm kind of surprised that Cole didn't say, didn't mean to call you faggot. Sorry, GLAAD. He's actually a retard.
You know what's funny? Is these groups make more up about these words than actual people do, okay?
No.
The word, here we go. The word nigga, right? It's used in just about every rap hip-hop song you could think of, correct?
Ladies and gentlemen, please address all hate email to spug@walltalkradio.com.
No, this is actually going to make some moniker of sense.
Oh, okay, well, that'll be first. Go ahead, keep going.
Okay, it's used in just about every rap song, correct?
Yeah, well, I suppose.
You hear it a lot. I mean, you hear it a lot. And Webster's defines the word nigger as stupid, lazy, ignorant. Doesn't define color, class, or creed.
Yeah.
The word nigger, which is a slang for the actual term, has morphed from being derogatory to sort of a, hey, what's up? You know, referring to someone as your homie, your friend, whatever.
Yeah.
It is morphed. The word fag or faggot is defined as a stick or pile of sticks.
Well, British, you know, I was...
Hold on.
Okay, fuck.
Go ahead.
It
over time, from college at frat houses and campuses, has morphed from being a derogatory slur against gays to calling somebody stupid and retarded.
Which has the entire learning disabilities community in uproar.
It
you don't hear about it though, because they don't know where to voice their complaints.
The issue here though is that these words have morphed and changed from meaning the being derogatory and hurtful and hateful and defining groups of people to being benign words in our lexicon.
Yeah.
The only people making an issue of this are groups like GLAAD and the NAACP. If they'd shut the hell up and go the hell away, these words wouldn't mean anything.
Well, you just took away my question, kinda, Spug, for not just you, but the entire panel here. Do these groups give more power to these words than the people using them?
Yes! Yes!
If, if these groups weren't so having such a stick up their ass about, oh, don't use the word fag because we think it's demeaning, you know, would the word fag mean homosexual or bundle of sticks or just stupid dumb fuck, Mace?
Yeah, of course they're going. They're going overboard. Anytime anybody says anything now, it's like, oh my god, that's a derogatory comment.
No.
You know, if people had actually bothered to take a look at the history of the English language, the word gay never meant homosexual orientation. It was slang for happy.
This is true, and that was, it still meant, happy as late as the 1920s too. 1930s even.
Yeah, and then all of a sudden, you know, as soon as people became more aware of homosexuality,
yeah,
and they seemed to link it with the word gay, it's now this big faux pas to say the word.
Yeah,
and
I remember.
Same with every other word out there. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, I remember
the American,
saying. Huh? Go ahead.
The American government didn't help that any much either in the 1960s when. You know, everybody jokes about how, oh, they caught a case of the gay.
Yeah.
Well, gay acquired something. I mean, that used to be the original term for AIDS. I mean, that used to be the original acronym for AIDS was gay.
And okay, so, this is a first.
No, I learned about it in health class in high school.
Okay. So, yeah. No, I never heard about this before.
Yeah. And so, I mean, the United States government didn't help it much in the 60s when they classified AIDS and said that it only came from gays.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, that didn't help the word. But these groups, like the NAACP, like GLAAD, they put, if you would let it alone, right? I mean, if you would let it alone and leave it be, people wouldn't care. Isn't that what Martin Luther King and so many others wanted? Was a society not based on color, but based on ideals and that not judge a man by the color of his skin, but by the content of his character.
Yeah, and not to sound like a geek and total Star Trek nerd that I happen to be, but I have to credit Star Trek actually, the original series, when I was just the tiniest little fucker watching it for the first time, with my acceptance of all different colors and flavors of humanity. I don't look at a black person and think, oh, he's a black person, so therefore he's not as good as me, right? You know, I remember being a little kid thinking that Lieutenant Uhura was really cute, you know.
Well,
I didn't see a cute woman who was black. I just saw, you know, a really nice looking lady. And I thought, you know, Chekhov was funny, and I thought Sulu was cool.
No,
because he
weren't.
Piloted the ship, you know?
No, they were, but the thing is like, If we're sitting here talking after a show, and I'm like, Tim, don't be such a fag.
Yeah, well, yeah. You're not calling me gay.
I'm not calling you gay. I'm telling you to stop being such a dumbass.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, Omega's going, good lord, because of he got back just in time to hear me talk Star Trek on a wrestling show.
The reason.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, bullshit. It's got nothing to do with the photo of a cover featuring Trish Stratus in a bikini.
By the way, Omega, I would like to thank you for making my stock portfolio bigger. In the past 3 weeks, the stock of Jergens has gone up by 4%, and I attribute it all to you.
Did not need to hear that. There you go. Anyway, yeah, no, Omega, I know you're drooling over Trish Stratus, but when don't you drool over Trish? And let's face it, the picture on that magazine is drool-worthy.
Yeah.
Then again, Trish has always been that way. I'm jealous of her husband, man.
I always say, whenever people tell me, what happened to Trish Stratus, my answer is always, she went off, she decided to retire and marry the luckiest motherfucker on the planet.
You know, she got married to the luckiest fucker. Yeah, there you go. Yeah, no, but going back to words and their meanings. How many of you... people remember the Flintstones? How can you not remember the Flintstones? Who did not grow up watching the Flintstones? Omega?
God, not only did I watch the Flintstones, God, I watched the kid version of the Flintstones when they were all, you know, like...
The baby Flintstones, yeah.
Yeah.
Spud, the Flintstones. Yes. You watched them. Mace, what about you?
Of course I did. I'm a child of the 80s.
Yeah, who remembers the song from the original cartoon? Flintstones, meet the Flintstones. They're your modern Stoney's family.
Mm-hmm.
From the town of Bedrock, right?
Right.
They're a page wrote out of history.
Yes.
Now,
what's your point?
We get the point.
Think about the end of the song. What kind of a time are you going to have with the Flintstones?
Probably a good time, I would assume.
A gay old time.
There you go. Omega pegged it. You'll have a gay old time. Now, explain to me how the word gay gets transmuted to mean cocksucker. No offense to any homosexual people listening.
I don't think we have any, Tim. I'm just saying.
Well, you never know, and I want to cover my bases. See how I did that, Omega,
Spug,
right?
You never know. Shane Cox might be listening again.
No, be nice. Him and I work out.
Don't be a fag. He listens on Tuesday.
Let's face it. The cocksucking joke had his name written all over it.
Well, yeah, especially the first half of that word with his last name. But anyway, you hear the song, we'll have a gay old time, but you watch the cartoon and you don't see Fred and Barney walking down the street holding hands. You know what I'm saying?
But they do hawk Fruity Pebbles.
Yeah, well, that's closer to pedophilia if you think about it. Cause, you know,
those kind of pebbles, you sick fuck.
Anyway, moving on. I think that we made our point abundantly clear. Political correctness is just a little bit too out there, don't you think?
No, not at all. We haven't been saying that forever.
No! Of course, I can understand. I sense sarcasm in you.
John, it's not like we haven't had a geek show on this network that spent, 4 months making black and white jokes about Pokemon?
Yeah, this is true. This is true. That would be Wednesday night, 9 o'clock Eastern, right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. What's that, Omega?
By the way, Mace, how many black Pokemon do you own now?
Well, since I've been working, I haven't had enough time to go out there and catch them, so...
Okay,
give it time. I shall catch more of those black Pokemon and put them in balls.
Okay, so that question that I asked Omega 2 weeks ago, why do you hate the blacks? That wasn't a full question. It should have been, why do you hate the black Pokemons?
But you got to remember, Omega's the one who caught the sperm Pokemon.
I don't even want to go there anymore. No, guys, that's no. Behave yourselves.
Damn it, Mace.
Come on, I'm back here for 1 week. Let me have some fucking fun.
There you go. All right. Speaking about fucking fun, everybody, you're listening to WTR Sunday Night Rush Talk Radio right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. We're going to take our second time out of the night, regroup, get refreshed during the commercial break. Come on back for the WTR Goofy Game Show. That's right. It's WrestleMania Jeopardy. We give you the answers. You got to come up with the questions. That's next right here. WTR Sunday night. We'll be back right after this.
Every Saturday night, you never know what to expect when cigarette butts and bandanas hit the airwaves on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Ha ha ha! Is that Shell Station open? Ha ha ha! Daddy might have himself some cigs. I just gotta cross a fucking freeway that would kill me. Eight fucking lanes. Eight motherfucking lanes. Dude, the Godfather scream for time. He just fucking loses the match and keeps on ticking. Fucking eight lanes, the motherfucking highway! Alright, if this place is closed, I'm gonna kill somebody. Yeah, this place looks like I might get robbed by a guy of slightly darker complexion than I am.
Do you have to run back across the highway?
Yeah, I know. I gotta run across fucking three lanes of highway now. God damn it. The bad thing is, I probably don't have $7 to my fucking name, so I'm gonna have to use my damn credit card or my debit card as a fucking way to pay for $7. Fuck, you fucking better be open. I fucking walked across 13 lanes of highway. They're not open. What the fuck? Are you sure you're not open?
Can I get a pack of Camel Light?
Hell yeah. Oh my god. Alright. Safe now. People aren't dying yet.
You ready, Rob? Now you gotta run again.
I do, because actually the fucking light's green, no one's coming, no one's turning, and I gotta go. I should have just crossed the other street, because now I gotta cross another street. Somebody give me a goddamn... Ah, it's fucking Sunday, you can't buy beer. Wait a minute, what time is it?
It's 12:30.
I'm a goo. Ah, forget about it. It is. All right, I'll just smoke my cigarette and be fucking happy. Oh, no, that's fucking just perfect. Green lights just came on this fucking... about to be plowed by fucking three 18-wheelers and a fucking Jeep Wrangler. Man, I gotta light a cigarette for this run.
Whether you are a badass, a godfather, or anything in between, the answer is cigarette butts and bandanas live midnight, or as close as we can get, only on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
So now you get to enjoy that nicotine, huh?
Yeah.
Here's a quick message going to all the geeks out there. If you want to listen to three guys talk your language, tune in to Otaku Talk Live, Wednesday nights, 9 p.m. Eastern, right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. What? You expect me to be funny? We do that on the show! So tune in! Listen! I demand it.
Hey, this is Charlie Haas, one half of the world's greatest tag team. And you're listening to me on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Live from the Hollywood studios in downtown Burbank, California, this is WrestleMania Jeopardy with your host, me. Tonight's contestant from Florida, Omega.
Hi, people.
Spock. From Australia, Mace.
I bid $2.99, Alex.
Okay, wrong show. Somebody disconnect his buzzer. All right, well, I don't think that there's a being on the planet who doesn't know how to play Jeopardy, but just in case you don't know, it's quite simple, everybody. We'll give you the answer, and you must give us the question. And the way things work, well, we'll give you the answer, and the first one to buzz in is the first one to get a chance at answering it. All right, are you people ready for the categories for round one?
Sure.
All right, Rock, have you got that sounder? That's not it.
That is.
No, that's the noise that is made when the board's populated. You know, the boop, 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 boop. That's the one I'm talking about. Okay, round one categories. These are the categories: America the Beautiful, Streaks, Celebrities, taglines. Now, you have to name the WrestleMania for which the tagline was used. And finally, venues. Now, flip of the coin, we are going to go first with Omega.
Let's take taglines.
Taglines. Okay.
Four. You have to 100 to 500. Remember that point.
100 to 500. Okay, we're on cheap ass Jeopardy. All right, 100.
Oh, it's first. It's round one Jeopardy, dude. So taglines for 100. Where it all begins again.
Buzz.
Spud buzzed.
WrestleMania 20, Madison Square Garden.
I was just waiting for the noise that you know, says he's right. But yeah. Spug on the board with 100. You control Spug and your choice.
Let's go venues for 300.
Venues for 300. 54,097 filled this venue for WrestleMania 19.
Buzz.
And Spug chimes in.
Oh my God. It's Seattle. It was in Seattle, Washington. Mariners play ball there, and I can't remember the name of the fucking stadium.
Okay, unfortunately, Spug can't remember the name of the stadium. Mace Omega, either one of you want to chime in? 5 seconds.
Buzz.
Omega.
Safeco Field.
In a form of a question, please.
What is Safeco Field?
With the answer to that question, Omega jumps out to the lead. Score of 300 for Omega, 100 for Spug. Spug, you are actually minus 200 now because you screwed up on that one. And, of course, Mace is playing it safe, sitting at zero. Omega, you control the board.
Celebrities for 100.
Celebrities for how much?
100.
100. I was the guest ring announcer for the 8-man tag team match at WrestleMania 8.
Ooh. Oh, man.
Oof. Nobody. Okay. Well, the answer to the question is, who is Ray Combs?
Exactly.
Oh, God.
Who the hell is Ray Combs?
There you go. Omega is still in control of the board.
Let's try that again. Celebrities for 200.
Okay, celebrities for 200. I was the guest hostess for WrestleMania 24. Five seconds.
I expected these to be easier.
Just a little bit.
Okay, nobody chiming in. The correct question is, who is Kim Kardashian?
That's why I didn't bother to remember.
There you go. Okay, Omega, you're still in control of the board.
Fuck celebrities. Streaks for 100.
Streaks for 100. Give me a second while I scroll up to where the questions or the answers are. Streaks for 100. I hold the record for losing twice in one night at WrestleMania.
Buzz.
Oh, okay. Spug buzzes in.
Who is Bret Hart?
Oh.
No.
No failed trumpet for that one, huh? Too bad. That's incorrect. Omega or Mace?
Oh,
nobody's got Kurt. Who is Kurt Angle?
Really?
He lost the IC title and
the IC European title match.
You count that as two losses?
Yes, he lost twice in one night. Two titles.
But he didn't lose two matches.
He lost the title twice. That's two belts.
Is that a trick question?
Yeah, dude, that's... No. It was a triple threat match, correct?
It was a triangle match.
Yeah,
It was two falls.
No.
Go look at the history. He lost twice. Move on.
Yeah, moving on. Okay, still in control of the board. Omega was sitting at 300.
Jeez. Venues for 100.
Venues for 100.
Ah, crap.
Oh, look out. It's the Daily Double. Hey, you've got 300 points. You can wager up to 5.
No, only 100, because I suck at this category.
Okay. And here's your answer. It's the only venue to host WrestleMania 3 times.
Oh, jeez.
Buzz?
You don't get the buzz this one.
Oh, I didn't play this game.
I've got no goddamn clue.
Wow. Buzz. Okay, Spud.
No, actually, the buzz goes back to Mace, because he buzzed in first.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's true. Okay, Mace.
What is Madison Square Garden?
And with the correct question, Mace jumps into second place with 100, trailing Omega with 200, and Spud bringing up the rear at minus 200. Mace controls the board.
America the Beautiful for 100.
America the Beautiful for 100. And the answer is, I performed my rendition of this song at WrestleMania 25.
Wow. Talk about fucked up questions.
Who is Aretha Franklin?
There you go. Yeah, no, unfortunately, Spud or Omega?
Buzz.
Spud.
Nicole Schallagher from the Pussycat Dolls.
Can you put that from a question?
Yeah, put that in a question form.
Who is Nicole Schallagher from the Pussycat Dolls?
There you go. Well, okay, you didn't pronounce the last name properly, but yeah, you got it.
Really? You're gonna get that nitpicky? Fuck you, Tim.
I said, yeah, you got it. I'm just saying you didn't pronounce the last name correctly, but you got it. That's close enough. All right, so you are back up to minus 200, and you control the board.
Venues for 500.
Whoa, venues 500. Looking for it. Here we go. All right. And the answer is, this was the original venue to host WrestleMania 7.
What is the L.A. Sports Coliseum?
Ooh. Still open, Mesa Omega.
Wait, hold on. How is that Buzz. Not correct? That's the promo.
No, base, go.
What is the Los Angeles Memorial Sports Arena?
Close enough. The original place, though. Not what actually...
That is the original place, the L.A. Sports Coliseum.
No.
It's where the 84 Olympics were held. Or 88 Olympics, yes. It's commonly called the L.A. Sports Coliseum.
The correct name is the Los Angeles Memorial Coliseum.
Oh, because I forgot Memorial?
No, it's Spuck. Sports Arena held it. It originally was supposed to be at the Coliseum.
I didn't say arena. I said the Sports Coliseum. Nowhere in my answer was the word arena. The L.A. Sports Coliseum.
technically Spugs who get it.
Judges.
All right, fine. If you're going to complain, fine.
I know I'm fucking right.
No.
Okay.
Not.
There
okay.
You go. Okay. So Spug jumps into the lead with 300 and controls the board.
Venues for 400.
Okay. 62,167 filled this venue for WrestleMania 8.
Buzz.
And we go to Mace.
What is the Hoosier Dome?
And Mace jumps up with that 400-point question and controls the board.
What? How many do we have left in celebrities?
300, 400, 500.
We go celebrities, 500.
Celebrities for 500, and the answer is, I was the guest ring announcer and interviewer at WrestleMania 14.
Wait, say that again?
I was the guest ring announcer and interviewer at WrestleMania 14.
Oh, God. I just watched that one, too.
Buzz?
Mace.
Who is Pete Rose?
Unfortunately incorrect. Omega or Spug?
Buzz.
Omega!
God, how... Who is Jennifer Flowers?
And there's correct answer for Omega, which gives you control of the board.
Let's see. What's left in taglines?
Everything but 100.
All right, taglines 200.
Taglines for 200. The answer is what the world has come to. Five seconds.
Buzz.
Oh, Mace makes it in just under the wire.
What was WrestleMania 2?
And adding 200 points to his total brings him up to 100 and control of the board. Mace.
Taglines for 300.
Taglines, 300. And the answer is Dare to Dream.
Buzz.
Spug.
Is WrestleMania 12?
Mace or Omega?
Buzz.
Mace.
What is WrestleMania 19?
Mace jumping all the way up to 400, still trailing Omega by 300. Spug kind of sort of stuck at 300. And that gives you control of the board.
Good. Taglines for 500.
Tags for 5. The one and only.
Buzz.
Spug.
Say WrestleMania 1.
Buzz.
Omega.
WrestleMania 18.
In the form of a question, please.
Okay. What is WrestleMania 18?
Omega building a bit of a commanding lead with 1,200 points controls the board.
What's left in streaks? There's
everything but 100.
Jeez. It's the answer every time I ask. Streaks for 200.
Streaks for 200. The answer is, I was the first person to lose to The Undertaker at WrestleMania.
Buzz.
And Spud buzzes in.
Jimmy Superfly Snuka.
Question.
Who is Jimmy Superfly Snuka?
We're playing Jeopardy, remember that.
We're not really playing Jeopardy. Let's get rid of the whole form of a question bullshit.
No, we're doing WrestleMania Jeopardy, so you have to format the question. But you're correct, and that brings you up to minus 300 and control of the board.
Streaks for 500.
Streaks for 5. Answer. We hold the record for most consecutive opening matches at WrestleMania. Once again, we hold the record for most consecutive opening matches at WrestleMania.
Meaning appearing in opening matches.
I should know this.
Nobody. Wow. Okay. Well, the correct question, who are Shawn Michaels and Finlay?
Finlay.
Shawn Michaels and Finlay. Yeah. Okay. Nobody had that one, but you still have control of the board.
It's left in taglines.
400.
Let's go taglines for 400.
And the answer, I hold the record for the most consecutive losses at WrestleMania.
Tagline.
That's a tagline question?
That's a tagline.
Oh, wait, no, okay, I was looking at the wrong one. Whoops, streaks, whoops. Oh, they're all in like one row, right? So give me a break. Okay, taglines was 400?
Yes.
Okay, and the answer is, the Raging Climax.
The Raging Climax?
That just sounds dirty.
Yeah, typical Spug would get this one then.
No!
Buzz, motherfucker!
Okay, Mace.
Jeez. What is WrestleMania 15?
That is absolutely correct. Mace catching up to Omega with 800 now and control of the board.
What have we got left in America the Beautiful?
Everything but 100.
Yeah, all.
My name isn't Omega. You don't give me that answer. We'll go America the Beautiful for 300.
America the Beautiful for 300. The answer. I performed my rendition of this song at WrestleMania 7.
Buzz.
Okay, Spud buzzes in.
Who is Ray Charles?
Mace or Omega?
Buzz.
Mace.
Who is Willie Nelson?
Which brings you to, I do believe, that's 1,100 points for Mace. And control of the board.
America the Beautiful for 500.
America the Beautiful for 500, the answer. We performed our rendition of the song at WrestleMania 15. We performed a rendition of this song at WrestleMania 15.
Buzz.
Spug.
Boys to Men.
Spug, in the form of a question.
Who is Boys to Men? For fuck's sakes.
Congratulations, Spug. You are now at minus 100, and you control the board.
Streaks for 400.
We disqualify him because the band's name is not Boys to Men, for fuck's sake.
No. But that would be funny. Streaks for how many?
400.
Okay, yeah, you probably Googled this one because of the little screw-up. But I hold the record for most consecutive losses at WrestleMania.
Who is Tito Santana?
You didn't buzz.
Buzz, who is Tito Santana? Fuck you. Give me the points.
Spuck making a push. He's now at 300 and controls the fucking board.
What's left?
Streaks for 300, celebrities 300, and 400, and America Beautiful for 400 and 200, and venues for 200.
Let's go venues for 200.
venues for 12,000.
200.
Tim. I know. I was kidding. Venues for 200. The answer, 16,891 filled this venue for WrestleMania 9.
Buzz.
Spug.
What is the Caesar's Palace Arena? And I can't remember the actual name, but it's Caesar's Palace in Las Vegas.
The correct answer, what is Caesar's, or the correct question, what is Caesar's Palace? Yeah, that adds 200 to your total, Spug, and you still retain control of the board.
What is, let's go Streaks for 300.
Streaks for 300. As he scrolls up. Streaks for 300, the answer. I hold the record for most consecutive WrestleMania appearances.
Buzz.
Spug.
Who is Bret the Hitman Hart? Spug.
And Spug making one hell of a move with another 300 to his total. We'll get to the totals in just a second, but you can tear all the board.
What was left again?
Celebrities for 300 and 400 and America the Beautiful 200 and 400.
Let's go America the Beautiful for 200.
And the answer is, I performed my rendition of this song at WrestleMania 10.
Buzz.
Spug.
Who is Little Richard?
I believe that is correct. Yes, that is correct.
Right, and with the question, who's Rich Little, you retain control of the board.
Let's go America the Beautiful for, what was left, 200?
400.
400? Let's go America the Beautiful for 400.
Okay, and the answer is, instead of performing America the Beautiful, I performed my rendition of O Canada at WrestleMania 6.
Buzz.
And Mace.
Who is Robert Goulet?
And with the correct correct question, Mace jumps into the lead with 1,500 points and gains control of the board.
What do we got left?
Celebrities for 300
and 400.
Your celebrities for 400.
And the answer, I was the guest ring announcer during WrestleMania 2 in New York City.
Oh, I was just about to say Buzz! Damn it!
Well, you're not going to get any points for the correct question, but what was your question? What was the question, Spug?
Who is Joan Rivers?
Yeah, you would have been correct, but unfortunately you didn't beat the buzzer. So, no points awarded to that one, and Mace, you control the final question in round one. Celebrities for 300. And the answer is, I was guest ring announcer for WrestleMania 10's main event. I was the guest ring announcer for WrestleMania 10's main event.
Buzz.
Omega.
Who is Burt Reynolds?
And, Omega, you were right.
So, after round one, it's 1,500, Omega, Mace 1,500, and Spug 1,000.
So it's a pretty tight game so far, unlike the last two times we tried this. Congratulations to all our contestants. Are
Wait
you
a
ready?
Minute, there's fucking rounds?
Round two.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Rant here coming up. You guys need to take a bit of a pee break, and then we come back for round two.
No. No, let's get on with
it. No, fuck it. Let's get this shit over with.
Okay, there we go. Okay,
this is the round that will be the disaster.
Keep going, Tim. Yeah.
Okay, just waiting for the board to be populated for round two. Okay, here we go. Categories for round two are athletes, specialty matches, championships, main events, and entrances. Athletes, specialty matches, championships, main events, and entrances. And with the lead from round one,
we left off with Mason control the board. No, who? Omega got the last one right, so
Omega's Omega the controls the board.
Yes.
What's the point totals here? 2 to 1,000.
Yes.
All right. We'll do athletes for 200.
Athletes for 200. As we look for the damn questions now.
Get organized.
It's the first one on the round two.
Oh, there you go. Athletes for
200. First question.
Well, I was scrolled down to the bottom. Hush. Okay, so here's
trying
the,
to help the guy out.
Shut up, so I can get to the answer. I was the special enforcer at WrestleMania 14.
Buzz.
Spug.
Mike, who is Mike Tyson?
All right, so that gives you an extra 200 points to your total, Spug, and control of the board.
Main events for 1,000.
Ooh, look at him going for the throat or something like that. Main events for 1,000. I went from the main event of WrestleMania 1 to the opening match at WrestleMania 2.
Buzz.
Spug.
Who is Rowdy Rowdy Piper? Then it was the other guy.
Good one, yeah. Omega or Mace?
Buzz.
Mace.
Who is Mr. T?
Oh. Omega?
Buzz.
Okay, go ahead. You don't have to buzz. I mean, you're the only one
left.
Who
is Paul Orndorff?
Correct.
Was he even involved? Yeah, he was. Roddy Piper and Mr. T-Word had a main event at fucking WrestleMania 2.
There you go. So that's 1,000 points to your total, Omega, and control of the board.
Entrances, 200.
Oh, yeah, sure, you make me scroll all the way down to that
exactly.
One.
Exactly.
Yeah, all right. And the answer, this musical act performed Triple H's theme at WrestleMania 18.
Buzz.
Buzz.
Ooh, Spug's first.
Oh, fuck off.
Who is Drowning Pool?
Oh my. Making up for that 1,000 points screw up on his one question, he gets 200 points in control of the board. Spug with 400. Go ahead.
What the fuck ever? I've won the last two times. Main events for 800.
Main events for 800. Main events for 800. Okay, the answer. I hold the record for appearing in the most consecutive main events at WrestleMania.
Buzz.
Spud.
Who is John Cena?
No.
Whatever.
Mace or Omega?
Buzz.
Mace.
Who is Hulk Hogan?
Bringing your point total to 1,300 and control of the board. Mace.
Championships for 600.
Championship Spare 600. I'm looking for it. There it is. The answer is, we beat the Hart Foundation to win the WWF Tag Team titles at WrestleMania 7.
Buzz.
Spugs.
We're the Nasty Boys.
Putting you back on the positive side with 200 points.
I don't give a shit. Don't give me the point totals.
Well, I gotta do that. I gotta give the point totals. Go ahead.
Nobody gives a fuck.
You gotta control the board just to...
That's all I need to know.
Pick, bitch.
Good championships for 800.
Championships for 800. And your answer, I won the WWF European Championship at WrestleMania 16.
God.
Buzz.
Omega.
God, who is Chris Jericho?
Jumping into the lead by 2,000 points with 3,300 on the board and control of the board, Omega goes again.
Let's try a specialty match for 200.
It's about time. The answer, I won the first Money in the Bank ladder match.
Buzz.
Spug.
Who is Edge?
Control of the board goes to Spug.
Specialty matches for 600.
Ooh. And your answer, I won the gimmick battle royal at WrestleMania 17.
Buzz.
Nice.
Who is the Iron Sheik?
I just couldn't get it out fast enough. We know Mace is a hard-on for Sheiky Baby.
There you go. Well, Mace...
No, Sheiky Baby has a hard-on for putting Hogan in the camel clutch.
That's wrong. Move on.
Move on. Moving on. Mace with control of the board and 1,900 points.
We'll go entrances for 1,000.
Entrances, 1,000... And the answer is, this musical act performed the WrestleMania rap at WrestleMania 5.
Buzz?
Spug.
Who is Run DMC? God, I pulled that one out of my ass.
You pulled that one off of Google. Jumping up to 1,400.
No, I didn't. I guessed that one.
You can controlling you. The board is the Spug Guy.
Championships for 800.
And championships for 800 is taken, but yes, next one.
But it's still the Daily Double.
It's still the Daily Double.
Yay!
Pick another number. 2, 4, 1,000.
What is it?
2, 4, or 1,000.
I thought 400 and 600 were taken.
No, 600 and 800 were taken.
600 was not taken.
Was it?
Yes, it was.
No, it wasn't. You've got 2, 4, or 6.
Yeah, it was.
Yes, it was. I'm keeping track this time.
Oh, yeah, wait a second. Okay, what's the category again?
Championships.
Championships, you fucker!
Championships. The 6 is the one with a loop and a little thing on top.
Okay. Just...
It looks like an upside-down 9, you canuck.
2, 4, or 1,000.
2, 4, or 1,000. Which one was yours?
Let's go for 4.
400, okay. Daily Double.
Yes.
The answer is, I won the WWE Women's Championship at WrestleMania 19.
That was the wrong question, Tim, but okay.
What? God damn it, can we get this right?
Okay, you wanted championships, right?
Yes.
For 400.
For 400.
Yes.
That's right. Okay, why did I read the wrong one? Oh, it's because of my notes. Okay.
Host of the year.
Yeah, there you go. Championships for 400. Here's the answer. I won the WWF Women's Championship at WrestleMania 1.
And what's the express wager?
But it kind of defeats the point of wagering now.
Yeah, you can wager up to $1,400.
I will go with all $1,400.
God damn you, Tim Stein.
All right, you guys just fuck me up. Shut up, all right?
Wendy Richter. Who is Wendy Richter?
In the form of a question, please.
I said who is. You fucking
jumping into second place with 2,800 points and controlling the board, Spug.
Oh my god, I hate you.
Here, on my next turn, can I have a free 1,000 points?
For real, dude. Oh my god, what's left in entrances?
Entrances, 4, 6, or 800.
Entrances for 400.
The answer is, this musical act performed Lawrence Taylor's entrance theme at WrestleMania 11.
Buzz, who is Salt-N-Pepa?
.100 points behind the lead and controlling the board, Spug.
What was left in entrances? 8 and 8 1/2 or 6 and 1/2?
6 and 8.
Six and eight. We'll go entrances for 6.
Entrances for 6. The answer is, this musical act performed Rey Mysterio's theme at WrestleMania 22. Spug.
Who is P.O.D.?
Taking the lead, still controlling the board. 3,800 points, Spug.
Entrances for 8.
Okay, time to clear the board. And the answer is, I performed Pimpin' Ain't Easy at WrestleMania 16.
Buzz.
Yeah, okay, Spug.
Who is Ice-T?
.4,600 points controlling the board. Go, Spug.
Specialty matches for 200.
Specialty matches for 200 has been taken. You have 4, 8, or 1,000.
Let's go specialty matches for 4.
Specialty for 4. And the answer, I was the defending hardcore champion going into the hardcore battle royal at WrestleMania 16.
Buzz.
Spud.
Who is Raven?
Oh. Mesa Omega?
Buzz.
Omega first.
Who is Crash Holly?
Go fuck yourselves.
See, I was gonna
getting
say...
Getting fucking dumb because of fucking delay about it being on the other side of the world. Fuck you guys.
I was gonna say Crash, and then I'm like, wait, didn't he win it in there and then lost it to Kane? Because I thought Raven came in with it, but oh well. Good job.
There you go. Okay, Omega, 3,700 points. You control the board.
What's left in specialty?
Specialty, we've got 8 or 1,000.
Yeah, let's go specialty for 8. Ah, damn it.
It's the second daily double, and here's the answer. The Bot Slam Challenge at WrestleMania 1 was worth this much.
He was supposed to wager.
God damn it, wager. You can wager up to 3,700, damn it.
I think I will wager everything.
Okay. And the answer is the Body Slam Challenge. WrestleMania 1 was worth this much.
What is 15,000?
Again, I'd like to get another free 3,700 points.
Hey, you've got the
fucking question.
You already got the other fucking daily double from a fuck up, so shut up. There you go. Omega controls the board in the lead at 7,400 points.
What's an athlete?
Athletes 4, 6, 8, or 1,000.
I wanted Rock to say everything but 2, but okay.
Yeah, okay, everything but 2.
Okay, athletes for 400.
Athletes for 400. The answer is I competed in the main event of WrestleMania 11.
Buzz.
Spugs.
Who is Lawrence Taylor?
$5,000 points. Spud controls the board.
Let's clear it out and go specialty for a thou.
Okay. The answer. We won the WWF tag team titles in the dumpster match at WrestleMania 14.
Buzz.
All right.
Who is the New Age Outlaws?
No.
Buzz.
Mace.
Oh, fuck me. God damn it.
Who is Cactus Jack and Chainsaw Charlie?
There you go.
Fuck me, because they had another dumpster match where the New Age Outlaws won. Fuck me.
Okay, there you go. Mace, 2,900 and control the board.
We got championships for 1,000.
Championships for 1,000. Your answer. I am the only female to win a men's championship at WrestleMania.
Buzz.
Mace.
Fuck you, Mace.
Who is China?
That's incorrect.
Nope. Well, Spug, you buzzed in after me, fuckhead.
You already got it wrong. I'm good.
And I guess we go with...
Okay, nobody wanted to say Molly Holly.
She won the hardcore title.
Oh, fuck, yeah. That's right.
She won the hardcore title.
Yeah.
In the Battle Royal.
Okay, there we go. Still in the lead with 7,400 is Omega. Mace is after the last question, you're at 1,900. And Spug's at 3,600. Mace has control of the board.
Well, let's close it out with athletes for 1,000 so I can lose that too and just fucking get rid of this game.
We still have
1,000. And the answer is this professional boxer was guest referee for the Butterbean versus Bart Gun Brawl for All match at WrestleMania 15.
Buzz.
Spy.
Vinny Pazienza?
Question.
Who is Vinny Pazienza?
$4,600 points in second place in control of the board, Spug.
Alright, what's all left?
Athletes, 600, 800. Championships, 200, 1,000. Main events, 200, 400, 600.
Let's go what was 200 and 1,000? Championships?
Championships.
Let's go championships for 200.
Championships 200.
Championships for 1,000's already been taken, you fucking retard.
Yeah, it's already been done. So it's all
done. Oh, yeah, that's right. All right. So Champions 200 is, that's all that's left. So Champions 200, the answer. I won the WWE Women's Championship at WrestleMania 19.
Buzz.
Omega.
Who is Trish Stratus?
I would have been so hilariously laughing loud if you got it wrong, but you didn't. You got it right.
Because somebody already gave that fucking question away, giving time for Omega to Google it.
Hey. I'll have you know I have Trish Stratus Google all the time. Thank you.
Omega controls the board. Athletes, 600, 800. Main events, 2, 4, or 600?
Main events for 2.
Main events for 2. The answer, this is the first main event in WrestleMania history.
Buzz. Hulk Hogan and Mr. T versus Roddy Piper and Paul Orndorff.
We're going to pretend you put that in the form of a question. Yeah, 200.
Thank you.
Spug controls the board.
I hear the audience stop giving a fuck.
Exactly. Dude, they stop giving a fuck after round one.
Let's just continue.
What's left in main events?
4 and 6.
The main events for 400.
I appeared in the opening match at WrestleMania 17. The following year, I was in the main event.
Buzz.
So, Omega.
Who is Chris Jericho?
Wait. Was 18 Triple H Jericho?
Yes.
Okay.
All right, control of the board with 8,000, Omega.
Let's finish main events.
All right, 600 points up for grabs, and the answer is Sid Vicious versus The Undertaker fought in this type of match as the main event of WrestleMania 13.
Buzz?
Mace.
I do believe, okay, Mace.
What is Lost Man Sandy?
Buzz.
Omega.
Wait, don't I get to go next? Because I buzzed?
No, you're the rebuzz.
Oh, goddammit. How retarded is that?
What is no disqualification?
And Omega controls the board. Category left is athletes and 600 or 800.
Athletes for six.
The answer, I was the last NFL player in the WrestleMania 2 Battle Royal.
Rephrase that again. You want the winner or the last person before the winner?
The last NFL player in the Battle Royal.
That's a fucked up kind of question.
But it's an athlete. Anyway, time's up, so move on.
Yeah, the question was, who is William Perry? Nobody got it, and the final question is for, well, Omega controlling the board. This Dallas Cowboys defensive end was guest referee at WrestleMania 2.
Oh, God.
Was that a buzz in, or were you just belching?
Sort of. Can you rephrase the question? Can you repeat the question? I just need to hear it over my belch.
This Dallas Cowboys defensive end was guest referee WrestleMania 2.
Buzz?
Okay.
Who is Harvey Martin? Whatever. I've given up.
Buzz.
This game fucking sucks. You need to rework it.
Okay, Omega?
Who is Ed Too Tall Jones?
No.
No.
Who is I don't give a flying fuck.
What was that?
Who is I don't really give a flying fuck, let's end this game and be done with it.
Oh wait, Omega was right.
No, Omega's
was,
right.
Yeah, Omega's right. My bad.
Omega
is
Omega's
Ed Jones.
Right. Yeah, Omega's
Ed
right.
Jones.
Okay. Yep. Yeah.
And Omega basically comes out at 9,200 points.
50 DKP minus, Tim!
What?
One other person on this panel is going to get that, but they're going to find it fucking hilarious.
What did you... I didn't even hear what you said. You broke up.
50 DKP minus.
World of fucking Warcraft. Okay, so heading into the Final Jeopardy, Omega with 9,200, Mace with 13, Spug with 4,000. Final Jeopardy, place your wagers. First off, Omega, place your wager.
Zero.
No, you have to wager.
You have to wager something.
One.
One? One
you
point.
You can wager $1. I've seen it.
You can do it, yeah. Spug.
$4,000. I don't give a fuck.
All of it. Okay, Mace.
I bid Omega's leftover $9,199.
I'm not loaning you jack.
$99.
So basically, Mace, you're going to go all in.
Pretty much.
Okay. So there it is. Everything from Omega stays with him except for $1. Mace is wagering $1,300, and Spug's going all $4,000. Here's the answer. There are only three tag teams who walked out as champion events. Name those teams.
What?
There are only three tag teams who walked out as champions. Walked out with the championships at consecutive WrestleMania events. Name those.
You
three
both
teams.
Have fucked up the question. Oh my God. Did they walk in where with championships?
Walked out as the champions.
At consecutive events?
Yes. There are three teams that walked out. Tag
name
teams.
All three teams that walked out with consecutive championship wins at WrestleMania.
Basically, yes.
Wow.
Basically,
God,
back to back WrestleMania championship wins.
Can I have a day to research that one?
For real?
Jeez, I'm offended I bid a whole buck on this.
There are only three tag teams who walked out as champions at consecutive WrestleMania events. Back-to-back WrestleManias. Name those three tag teams.
God, I want to punch you in the face. I really want to punch you in the face. God!
Rock thought up the answers and the questions, just so you know.
He needs to be shot. And it was only one tag team. It wasn't three.
There were three different tag teams.
No, there weren't. I'm looking at the entire WrestleMania title history right now.
And I have three answers.
There weren't. There was one tag team. And only one tag team has walked out of there with the tag titles twice.
Well, my information said three.
Okay, I take that back. There was one tag team that walked out of there with it three times.
In a row.
No, it's never happened in a row.
Yes, it has.
Who? All right, who? I give the fuck up. You can have my 4,000 points.
Who are Demolition, Money, Inc., and Edge and Christian.
What?
Yeah.
I think you're wrong.
You're smoking hashish. Only two of them are correct.
Only two?
Yeah, you're wrong.
Oh, well.
Oh, well, you're the... Fuck you! Guess what? We all win. We all win because the people who put this together are morons at the moment. Lump yourself in with that show that happens on Monday night.
The one fucking time I'm going to win, and this question fucked it up.
Oh, my God.
And we have a three-way tie right here on WrestleMania Jeopardy on WTR Sunday night.
God damn it.
Time for the great debate.
So the only way Money, Inc. could have been brought into that is if it was tag teams that appeared at consecutive WrestleManias, because Money, Inc. lost both times.
Well, then the site I got the fact off of was wrong. So, yeah.
What site was it?
About.com.
What site?
About.com.
Oh
my God.
Damn.
Go to OWW. You know, go to Online World of Wrestling for your wrestling facts. For Christ. Oh my God. Shoot yourself. Shoot yourself in the face.
You've robbed me of my victory, Rock.
Oh my goodness. All right. It's time for the great debate. This was your idea to begin with, wasn't it, Spug?
I'm still trying to figure out how the fuck the honky tonk man got on there.
That was your doing, dude.
No,
you
it wasn't.
Came up with this.
Uh-oh.
You're high on painkillers.
Mm-mm.
Yeah. Huh.
Mm-mm.
That's what you sent Rock. Dude.
I can guarantee you that the Honky Tonk Man wasn't on the original list.
Well, he made the final. I don't know what to say about that one. Anyway, here is the great debate. It's the greatest entrances of all time. And tonight we got Austin going up against Honky Tonk Man. Gangstas versus LOD. Sabu versus Sandman. And is that supposed to be NWO versus Michaels?
New Age Outlaws.
Okay, New Age Outlaws. Okay, New Age Outlaws versus Heartbreak Kid Shawn Michaels. We're going to start with Austin versus Honky Tonk Man just because he's pissed off about it. Spud, go first.
Wait, what?
Huh?
Austin, Honky Tonk Man, go.
Austin! Enough said! Because Honky Tonk Man doesn't belong on the list.
Here you go. Omega!
Austin.
Same
reason?
Finger
waving over hip waving.
Okay. Mace?
Austin!
I'll make it unanimous. Honky Tonk Man shouldn't have been on the fucking list. Austin moves on. Next one, Gangstas versus LOD. Mace.
I can't remember the Gangstas.
ECW? No.
New Jack.
See, New Jack's I know, but not the Gangstas.
He was the...
So in that case, due to pure fact, I don't remember the Gangsta's music, it goes to LOD.
Okay, guess what? I'm looking at the conversation from about 9 months ago with Rock while I was out on surgery leave.
Spud.
And yes, I did suggest Honky Tonk Man, but I wanted to switch him out for Eddie Guerrero. And Rock said no, leave Honky Tonk in. So, fuck you, Rock.
Rock, you fucked up 2 segments tonight.
Meh, I don't remember the conversation, so go.
There you go. Okay, Omega, Gangstas versus LOD.
Look at this. The guy scores an interview with HBK, and he just fucks off the rest of the week.
Hey, I got 50 questions out of 51 correct, so fuck you.
This is the one that cost me my win, bitch.
It was the one that meant the most that you fucked up.
Fuck it, I won. They couldn't have caught up mathematically anyway. I'm gonna say I won that fucking thing.
Okay, win to Omega on a fuck up of Rock's account.
Okay, wait a second. Omega, would you say that Rock fucked up?
Kinda, yeah.
Okay, no, you gotta say it now.
Rock fucked up.
Spud, would you say Rock fucked up?
Rock fucked up.
Mace?
Rock fucked up.
There we go. Now I've got clips. Thank you very much, gentlemen. Omega, Gangstas versus LOD.
You sure you have clips?
Oh, yeah. I'm recording this bitch.
I looked up 3 Gangstas matches trying to remember what the hell made their entrance so good, and all 3 of them were boring as hell. So I am going with the guys who are smart enough to come out and face paint and spiked armor. LOD.
There you go. Spug.
Wait. I'm too busy reveling in the fact that the god of internet radio fucked up. So what was the matchup again?
Well, hang on just a quick second here. You don't remember the question?
It was Gangstas versus LOD, right?
Yeah, but you're too busy doing what?
No,
you have paid attention?
Reveling in the fact that the god of internet radio, Rock, fucked up.
Notice,
okay.
You were trying to work out what 3 teams won back-to-back championships at WrestleMania.
You know what? LOD had a really good entrance. You know, the yeah, you had the, oh, what a rush, and the pads, and the music. I mean, they originally came out the Iron Man. They had a decent entrance. But when the gate, I mean, when you heard Natural Born Killer, you know, and the bass line and the music, and they both came out wielding weapons like they were going to murder somebody.
It was New Jack. It might have been.
Yeah.
Well, hey, those were justified, all four of them.
They're really comparable in their effectiveness, you know, because it wasn't like it wasn't like other entrances where the music hits and they're out on the stage. I mean, when the Gangsta's music hit, they took about 15 to 20 seconds before they came out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they let that music get in a little bit, and the crowd would erupt. I mean, just absolutely erupt. I kind of have to go with the Gangsta's on this one.
Wow. Well, if I were to go with the Gangsta's, that would tie us up and fuck things over. I'm going with LOD, and part of it will be because of, you know, the same reason Mace gave. I didn't get ECW up here in the heyday, but I saw LOD like crazy. So my vote goes to LOD. Who wins 3-1 and moves on? Alright, that's all there is to that one. Next matchup is, Sabu versus Sandman. And we'll start with Spug.
The lights would go out, the music would hit, and there he was in the ring. Good entrance. Effective. Uh-huh. Sandman's was better.
Okay.
Cause you'd have Enter Sandman, and he'd crush that beer can on it. He'd be bleeding before he got to the ring.
Which would really fuck up a first blood match, but you know.
Yeah.
Aside from that, yeah.
I mean, the dude came through the crowd, the music, he was Austin before Austin was Austin with the beer and everything.
Uh-huh.
You know, like, they were two really good entrances. I just think Sandman's was better.
All right, 1-0 Sandman. Do we go next to Omega?
Now, I would actually give... I would almost give an edge to Sabu if we were counting him being carted out like a madman for his entrance rather than the lights going out.
Uh-huh.
So, but Spug has pretty much nailed it. Sandman was the proto-Austin, and in the realm of hardcore wrestling in ECW, we really didn't get better than a guy busting himself open the hard way just before. You know, before the match even started.
Yeah, before he started working.
So, that's 2 for Sandman. Mace.
Straight out there, Sandman. One of only 3 songs I can remember from any time I got my hands on ECW tapes back in the day, where you would have an entire arena singing along to the music. The only other 2 people that ever did that, at least in small part, were Rob Van Dam and Balls Mahoney.
Mm-hmm.
But Sandman, from the second, you know, Metallica started playing, the crowd was singing. And that's
Quick.
What you want to do. You want to have something that has the crowd locked into your character, that has them connecting. That did it.
Quick, Omega, you'll be the runaway winner of Jeopardy tonight if you can name the entrance music for Balls Mahoney and RVD from ECW. Name of the song and artist.
I already won tonight.
Actually, no, you didn't, because you're all wrong, because guess what? I just did fact-checking, and I was right. So fuck you all, fuck you all, fuck you all.
No, you're not.
Yes,
where'd you fact-check? Where'd you ask.com?
Wikipedia. Demolition.
Oh, because that's so much more
Wikipedia
reliable.
Wikipedia is a fountain of truth. God damn it.
No, listen to me. Money Inc. 8 and 9. Demolition 4 and 5. Edge and Christian was, what, 16 and 17. The trick was Money Inc. Lost their match but kept their titles because they lost by countout. So they had the titles out of Mania for 2 consecutive years. So
oh,
their
my
answer.
God, dude. You know what? No.
Yes.
No. No, no.
Yes.
No. No. No, that question is incorrect and improper.
How was it improper?
That was a question designed to completely deceive so nobody would get it right.
Yeah, no. No. No.
But I have my facts. It's actually true, so.
What WrestleManias did Money Inc. win, though?
8 and 9, they left WrestleMania with the titles. Just want to point
out. What's the opposite word of yes?
No.
Carrying on.
God, Rock, I want to stab you in the face.
But it is true. Moving on,
right.
Tim.
So, Mace, did you get a chance to answer Sabu versus Sandman?
Yeah, I did. I picked Sandman.
Okay, so do I. Sandman all the way. Next up, last one. New Age Outlaws versus the Heartbreak Kid, Shawn Michaels. Mace.
Oh, God. Two guys who have very memorable hooks to start the music with. But I'm going to give it to Michaels only because once the hook is over, you actually remember Michaels' music more than you do the New Age Outlaws.
Okay. So, Shawn Michaels, Omega! Copycat.
New Age Outlaws had a really good intro. I did like the play up on Michael Buffer.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, WWF is proud to present.
But then again, Triple H and Shawn Michaels did it too, so I'm disqualifying that advantage, and HBK had far more spectacular entrances.
Okay, there you go. Spug.
HBK.
Yeah. You gonna elaborate or just say HBK and that's all there is to it, bitches?
Pretty much.
All right. Yeah, well, you know, I want to say the New Age Outlaws because I really enjoyed, you know, Jesse James getting on the mic doing the Michael Buffer thing. But yeah, no, Shawn Michaels stuck to your brain. And to this day, everybody knows the lyrics to his song. They know what it's called, for Christ's sakes. They could tell you who the female voice is at the beginning on the original.
Plus, he also sung his original. Well, he actually sung his original version.
He sung both versions, the original and the second version. So.
He did too.
Yeah, and Shawn Michaels moves on. There it is, the great debate. Next week, who's up?
We'll be back in 2 weeks with the great debate.
Oh yeah, back in 2 weeks, because next week we got a big, huge, special show to do.
Well, next week's WrestleMania, so.
Yeah, so we got a big, huge special show to do. Like, we got to cover 4 hours worth of pay-per-view.
Now let's blow off WrestleMania and talk about entrances.
What about Eddie Guerrero? No, leave him out. Put Honky Tonk in.
Moving on. It's time now for WTR's Quick Hits.
Let's do it.
Time now for some Wrestle Talk Radio Quick Hits. Wow. That's right, it's that part of the show where our panel has 60 seconds to answer sometimes outrageous and ridiculous questions posed to them. Wildfire. Step up to the plate and get ready for some Wrestle Talk Radio Quick Hits.
Okay, here we go, Mace, your first question of the night. Since you didn't get a chance to interview Shawn Michaels, what is one question you wish you could have asked the new co-host of OTL?
You know what? The one question I wanted to ask, and thank you, Omega, for being on my fucking wavelength. He already asked it for me. Who the hell is Stan? That was the only question I wanted to ask, and Omega did it for me, so thank you, brother.
I knew you'd appreciate that one.
There you go.
Laughing my ass off on a train full of people, making them think I'm a weirdo. You've done well.
Omega, effective even in Australia. Look out. Spug, what's the best thing WCW brought us?
The Shocker, of course.
The Shockmaster. You meant the Shockmaster, right?
Whatever.
What, you mean it's not guys like Chris Jericho or Triple H's Terror Rising?
No, Terror Rising started way before that.
That's right, because he was Paul...
He was Pulled. he was terrorizing in when he wrestled for Killer Kowalski. He was one. He was like the new Blue Blood or something. He was the American Blue Blood in WCW. I think the best thing that, WCW gave us was a reason to watch wrestling on Monday night.
He was the American Blue Blood in WWF. He was some fake French guy in WCW.
No, that before he left, right before he left, they repackaged him and made him the American Blue Blood, and we're going to team him with William Regal. And then he said he turned on the TV and he saw his name there. They had him wrestling. It's like terrorizing again. So he's like, "That's it, I'm done." The best thing that WCW gave us was a reason to watch wrestling on Monday nights. Because even if you remember back in the day, the Monday Night Wars were one of the things that helped kill Monday Night Football. You know, Monday Night Football was on basic television because that was the thing to watch, and now it's cable only. I mean, it's the NFL, but when during football season you had Raw, WCW, and Monday Night Football on at the height of the Monday Night Wars. People were turning away from Monday Night Football to go watch wrestling.
Okay, there you go. Omega, what would you say if WWE turned the Divas Championship into an intergender championship with Michael Cole winning the Divas title?
I would question whether or not it would need to be intergender for that to happen.
Cole got no balls. Cole's got no balls.
No, as long as they called it the Andy Kaufman Championship, I'd be fine.
There you go.
Oh, awesome.
You left Tim speechless.
No,
I gotta figure out how
to do that. I think Tim was choking or whatever the hell he's eating.
I'm not eating anything. No, I just wound up. Yeah, I hacked up a lung on that one. So.
So Michael Cole's there sliding his cock down your throat? You fag.
Fuck off.
Omega, make more funnies. Let's kill Tim off for good this time.
Shut up, Mace. You're going away after this.
I'm hoping not. I'm hoping to be back next week for WrestleMania.
Good luck on that one. Anyway, Mace, your second question. What's the one thing you missed about not doing WTR for... you were only gone 1 week. Yeah, well, what's one thing you missed about not doing WTR for a week?
It would be making jokes at Tim Stein's expense. Because how often do you get to make fun of your boss?
Hell, I miss that come Monday morning.
You're fired.
That's terrible.
Okay. Spug, if you were a car part, what part would you be and why?
Wait, what? Who the fuck comes up with this shit?
This one was Tim Stein. This one was Tim Stein.
If you were a car part, what part would you be and why? You know, piston exhaust, valve, whatever. Fuel injector.
He'd be the tiny little screw that holds everything together, because when he loses it, you're fucked.
I would be the front seat in Melina's car, so her pussy would always be in my face.
What if she loaned it to Batista? You'd be in trouble. No, actually, you'd still have a pussy on your face. Oh, come on, give me points. That was good.
No, it really wasn't. You failed.
Bad mental image is what that is.
Fuck you. Okay,
he
Omega.
They're ruined.
Final question of the night. Omega? Yeah, originally he used a different name, but
because
you're mad at him. Shut up, Rock. If Rock...
And he gets cut off. cause to question itself is, if Tim Stein was a sex toy, what type of sex toy would he be and why?
Oh, God.
The question has been asked properly, Tim.
No, it wasn't. I want to know what it was. Come on, Tim.
No.
Okay. No way, fucker. You want to keep dishing it out, you can fucking take it once.
No, he wants to know the original question. This was the original question.
No, I want to know the question that Tim was asking.
I know what he wants to ask.
Okay, the question Tim was asking, if Rock was a sex toy, what type of sex toy would Rock be and why? And don't be giving me this no shit. You keep fucking choking me off like that. Uh-uh. You dish it out, you can take it once. Go ahead, Omega. Feel free to answer the question.
Omega, be mean and answer both versions.
Okay, Rock would be a butt plug because he's been a pain in our ass all night. Tim would be the original dildo with a hand crank still on it.
All right, enough of this fucking crap with the eggs jokes, you goddamn son of a bitches. You get off my lawn.
Tim, we're not going to get offended and hang up on you because you told us to get off your lawn.
Movie reference, name drop, I'm going to bed.
Click. All right, there it is, WTR Sunday Night Russ Talk Radio 4. Well, you know, Sunday night. Everybody, don't forget, next week, it's a very special. It's the WrestleMania post-show review and critique. So check that out. And don't forget, Tuesday night, OWW Radio, 9 o'clock Eastern. I don't know who his guests are this week.
Sid Vicious, I believe.
Okay.
Oh, Sid's actually going to show up this week?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Perhaps.
I believe he's locked in for 9 o'clock. Sid Vicious on OWW Radio.
Hooray.
If not, then it's just movie reference, name dropping,
drop,
I'm going to bed.
Name drop, I'm going to bed. Yeah, there you go. And of course, Wednesday night.
I think Phil Strom and Phil Varsalone and...
all the contributors are going to be on talking about WrestleMania.
Yeah, everybody's going to be on talking about WrestleMania this week. I'll be there. Mace won't.
I won't be. Just
check Facebook between now and Tuesday to find out what the fuck's going on. OTL, Wednesday night, 9 o'clock Eastern, Omega.
See ya.
Remember, I'm going to be there this week. You guys are still going to have to find your own news.
I know. I've had to do
last
the news. Yeah. Talked about an old lady that would shoot you if you didn't kiss her.
Ew.
I heard. From Florida, surprisingly enough.
That was funny.
Oh, God. Of course it's from Florida.
The only thing better was it would have been if she was Jewish. That would have made it.
Oh, boy.
Better.
There you go. All right, other shit probably going on later on this week, but Saturday night, midnight-ish, TV radio.
You're forgetting about the WrestleMania preview special, 10 p.m. Eastern from Russell Talk Radio.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, the WrestleMania special preview show, 10 o'clock Eastern on Russell Talk, Russell Talk Radio.
Yeah, it's a special edition of Russell Talk Radio. Good thing you remember when your show's on.
Yeah, well, I don't recall being told that we were doing a special edition.
We've done it for the last couple of years. Pay attention.
Oh, okay, so I'm just supposed to assume that that's what's going to happen.
It's been posted on your website for about 3 weeks.
Yeah, whoever reads my website, come on, what? Nobody else does, why should I? So, yeah, everybody, the special WrestleMania preview, 10 o'clock Eastern, and then midnight-ish, or thereabouts. CB Radio.
Yes, we're all talking all things WrestleMania on Saturday, so just bring up people there and all that fun stuff. So call in if you're going to WrestleMania. You should know the number by now.
There you go, yeah, and if you know, it's 267-296-1397. See if you can decipher that one. Of course, next Saturday night, we're going to be taking a look at what went down WrestleMania 27 on the next edition of WTR Sunday Night. Thanks for joining us, everybody. Have yourselves a great week. See ya on the weekend. Yeah.
Sam, you're a faggot.
Rock swallows.
Sounded like Tim was just swallowing. I didn't know Michael Cole was in the studio.
You take it up the ass, bud.